mislim da nema više nikoga. Ok. Imam tri tačke za vas danas, ali je sve na engleskom, pa i bit će na engleskom prezentacija. In Brussels, late last night, the High Representative and EU Special Representative in Bosnia and Herzegovina, Miroslav Lajček, met the Secretary General of the Council of the European Union and High Representative for Common Foreign and Security Policy, Javier Solana. After the meeting, Javier Solana and Miroslav Lajček said that BH party leaders must remove the last obstacle preventing Bosnia and Herzegovina from initialing the Stabilization and Association Agreement by finding a compromise on police reform. Mr. Solana underlined his full support and the support of the European Union for the High Representative's efforts in this regard. Javier Solana called on Bosnian party leaders to engage constructively on the initiative presented by the High Representative. He said that Bosnia and Herzegovina's leaders must recognize the fact that the vast majority of Bosnia and Herzegovina's citizens want EU integration, and that it is the responsibility of the political leaders to deliver it to them. The High Representative and EU Special Representative informed Secretary General Solana that despite the initial rejection, the political parties have undertaken to submit written comments on the compromise protocol he presented, and that senior experts will meet in Sarajevo tomorrow for a round of technical talks. The High Representative and EU Special Representative underlined that the deadline for agreement on police reform remains the 30th of September. He warned that unless party leaders show a greater responsibility towards Bosnia and Herzegovina and reach a clear readiness for compromise on police reform, it will be impossible to reach an agreement in time for the Commission report, which closes at the end of the month. We have the statement issued by Secretary General Solana after yesterday's meeting. You'll be able to pick that up at the end of this conference. And a note on further activities in Brussels today. At 3 o'clock, the High Representative will address the EU Political and Security Committee. This is a key decision-making body in the European Union. Ambassador Lajček will outline the current political situation in Bosnia and Herzegovina and the evident lack of progress the country's leaders have made towards the European Union during the past year. A press release outlining his address will be available later in the day. Now, my second point, as the High Representative announced in Brussels yesterday, we have been receiving written comments from parties on the protocol on police reform presented last month. The High Representative has invited experts from the parties to gather in Sarajevo tomorrow for a round of technical discussions based on the comments. Those negotiations will take place here in the OHR, or rather those discussions will take place here in the OHR. There will be a photo opportunity at the start of that meeting, and we will issue a media advisory with details later during the day. My final point, Principal Deputy High Representative Rafi Gregorian is addressing a meeting of the BH Foreign Trade Chamber this morning. The assembly meeting gathers representatives of BH's, of Bosnia and Herzegovina's most influential companies. He will underline that investment, jobs and higher living standards depend on a return to a normal political atmosphere. He will say that the deadlock over police reform and two or three other key reforms is keeping the people of this country poor, and that the absence of normal politics is driving away investment, destroying jobs, hindering trade, and keeping living standards low. We will also be issuing a press release on the Principal Deputy High Representative's address shortly, and the full text of his statement will be available on our website this afternoon. That's all I have for you from the OHR.
Ja ću biti vrlo kratka. Koristit ću ovu priliku da najavim kampanju koju će OSCE misija u Bosni i Hercegovini promovirati sutra u UNITIK centru u OSCE-ovim prostorijama. Kampanja je vezana znači za bolje planiranje, u stvari naziv kampanje je bolje planiranje, bolji budžet, bolje škole. Prema svim standardima izdvojeno je dovoljno sredstava za obrazovanje na svim nivoima, ali su i planiranje i raspodjela sredstava neracionalni. Direktor odjela za obrazovanje misije OSCE u Bosni i Hercegovini, Claude Kiefer, i Slađana Ćurak, savjetnik za financije i upravljanje, predstavit će ciljeve kampanje, rezultate istraživanja provedenog prošle godine. Toliko. Hvala.
Dobar dan, good morning. I would just like to introduce you to the new EUFOR spokesperson, Major David Fielder from the Royal Marines. He will be taking over as EUFOR spokesperson at the end of this week. Thank you.
Dakle, ako imate neke pitanja, mi smo spremni da vam dajemo odgovore. Nema? Okay, hvala.